better advocate for the base?
Well, I know this. I know we've got, what we're looking at is you know, a quality, still a quality group of receivers. When you talk about bringing in a guy like Jordan Matthews, you add him to who's already here with Anquan, who was not even on the field last night, and Zay, and then the rest of the guys that you saw last night. So, you know, I know that where you're going with that, and we're bringing in a corner with this deal that has started games, started a number of games, and he's gonna blend right in and compete and earn his right to be on this football team and start. So, you know, I think we're moving in the right direction.
John, what was your gut reaction last night? Brandon said he took it to you and Mr. Pagula after the game, obviously. What was your gut reaction when Sammy Watkins' name comes up in a trade like this?
Right. You know, let me first say that Sammy is a heck of a football player, and these are tough decisions. They really are. And last night, coming off of my first game, it was trying to digest some of that, and then to have these conversations late into the night. Not a lot of sleep last night. So difficult decision, one that we spent a lot of time discussing, but these are the types of conversations that have to be had. Some conversations are easier. Some are more difficult, like this one.
Does it ease the loss, the fact that, okay, you got two guys who filled those spots, but also the draft picks that are coming back and what it means for the team's future looking at the 2018 draft?
Well, let me address that in two separate ways, if I could. The first one is getting the players that we were able to get back. That's important, that we got those players back. Jordan Matthews is a wide receiver with a long resume already in a three-year career, and he's had great production with multiple quarterbacks. And then with EJ and what he's done in his career, we thought that he would give us a chance as well at the corner position. And then you add him to the mix that we already have here with Kevon and Sharice, and the list goes on, like you saw last night. So in addition to that, to address the second part of your question, really, with the draft picks, that is, as we talk about short-term and long-term, that's a big part of with planning for the future. We believe that you build through the draft. And in order to get us into a situation where we can achieve success and sustain it, building through the draft is the way to go.
John, going back to May when you had to make the decision on Sammy's fifth-year option, and I know you had a statement that you had spoken, you had a healthy conversation, I think is what you said with Sammy. Was there any indication in that conversation that maybe he wasn't willing to stay in Buffalo long-term, and could that have been a precipitous for kind of going down this road?
You know, not really. That was a separate entire conversation. Really, what the goal of that conversation was to have a healthy Sammy. And he worked extremely hard to get there. And a credit to Sammy and to the training staff, medical staff. That was an entirely separate conversation. And then, obviously, this came up. So, you know, we dealt with those situations separately.
With respect to, you know, you mentioned a few times through the course of camp, there's a lot of work for this team still to get done. This kind of adds to the pile, you know, blending these two guys in. What's realistic in terms of getting these guys blended in so they can contribute?
Right. Well, let's take it one step at a time. They still have to get into town and take the physical, pass the physical, and then we'll take it from there. Really, the vision at this point is to get in and for us to get up to speed on terminology. That's really where it starts. And the timing of this, the timing's never exactly how you want it to be. That said, if we were going to do it, it had to happen sooner than later because of just what you mentioned, Chris, with the timing and getting acclimated to what we do, the passing game as it relates to Jordan and the quarterback and the terminology on defense for EJ. So that is of utmost importance.
Speaking of passing the physicals, there's a couple of reports out of Philadelphia that Jordan Matthews might have a knee ailment. What do you know about that, and are you confident that he's okay physically?
Well, our docs have spoken with their docs, and at the present time, we are comfortable. But that said, you know, it's got to you got to go through the process of the physical examination and whatnot. So other than that, I'm not gonna comment.
How do you sell this to Tyrod? Because it looks like a move looking ahead to your next quarterback rather than a further commitment to him. You're taking a potential superstar receiver off the field for him in a contract year.
Well, I'll take it a step further, and how do you sell it to the entire team, right? And my stance with our football team and the leaders of our football team, as you mentioned, Tyrod being one of them, is to be honest and upfront with these guys. And they know that we're going to do everything possible and make every decision that's in the best interest of this football team, short and long term. And that's my responsibility. And so, I believe in clear and concise communication and developing trust. And that's what I've hope has developed over the course of the first six and a half months on the job. And we're going to continue to work our tails off to put this football team, this organization, in a position to win and sustain success.
Sean, as a head coach, Sean, you're going to meet the team for the first time today as a group after this has happened. What do you say to your team? I mean, you're watching one really good player on offense and a good player on defense walk out the door. What do you tell the guys who are still here?
Right, well, the first thing, and I've already addressed the team with this, the first thing I did was, acknowledge the human element of this transaction. And there's relationships. I've got a lot of respect for those two football players that are leaving this building as players and as people. That's not easy. And it's not easy for the players in that room. That said, we have to continue to move forward. We are going in a direction, and we've got to continue to move forward. And that's what you do in this business. And you put one step in front of the other, we move on. I ask them to continue to trust me and our decisions in terms of what we're doing. We need to be focused on what's in front of us, and that's a practice in about 15 minutes here.
From a personal perspective, with moves of this magnitude, I mean, what were the different kind of waves of emotion from last night, considering it, sleeping on it, and then coming to the decision? Like, what was that tipping point to where you thought this is what we need to do?
Well, it was, I mean, we've gone back and forth. We looked at this situation, these two deals, in a lot of different ways, top, bottom, horizontal, vertically, I mean, every way. And we've had meeting after meeting and then circled back and have had some other follow-up meetings. So, like I said, not a lot of sleep last night. Ran the gamut of emotions with the game, obviously. And just a note on that, I was extremely impressed with how hard our players played last night. Like I said, not a lot of rest, but that goes with the job, and that's a part of it, so part of the process.
So, Sean, were you on board with this idea when it was presented to you, or did you need to be convinced?
Well, number one, I'm always going to listen. And, Brandon's job and his staff, they go out and they find players. And it's our job to develop those players. So as a football coach, it's my job as Brandon approaches me with a potential situation to listen. And listen, I'm protective of our players. I'm very protective of our players, and it's got to be the right deal. It's got to be the right situation for us to do something like this. And I feel like we're moving in the right direction. I honestly believe that. And I will end by saying this: I have the ultimate trust in Brandon and his staff.
Have you spoken with Texas? Some more questions, Sean. Have they practiced later? Have you actually spoken as a group yet?
We have. I addressed the shortly after meeting with Sammy and Ronald. I addressed the leaders of the team first, and wanted them to know about it first, and then shortly thereafter, about 5 minutes after that. At most, met with the team.
What's your message to this fan base, given that these fans aren't exactly patient, considering that it is a 17-year playoff drought, and the fact that they might be sick of hearing the long-term and words like that? They want success.
Yeah, I get it. I absolutely get it. That's why I didn't sleep last night, because these are tough decisions. As I said before, I'm a part of that, right? When I signed my name to the dotted line, I became a part of that 17-year you know, time period. And, you know, I see the RVs pulled out here every game. And I heard about it, and then 2 nights ago I experienced it and then saw it again, you know, with last night. So, you know, I'm invested. And I know I feel what they feel. And we're building a football team. And we're building a football team that's we want to compete in the short and the long term and to be good for a long time. And so sometimes that's a day-to-day process, and sometimes those are not easy things, easy decisions from a leadership standpoint, and I understand where they're coming from. You know, that said, we're going to compete like crazy. We're not going out there. I think you guys know me well enough now. You know, and that's not what we're doing. We're going out there to compete and win every game, and we're focused on this next practice in a few minutes here.
Sean, can you update us on injuries and whether there's anything lingering or anything that you may have discovered after last night's game?
Yeah, really just what I shared with you last night, and just probably one additional at this time Bakari Rambo has a little bit of a hamstring tweak at this point. So at this point, he's week to week.